Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Siman Tof Resh Mem Ches, which deals with the halachos of an esrog. It's a short share today, B'ezras Hashem. Gives me a chance to wish everybody. I'm dictating this on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and it gives me a chance to wish all of my listeners a tremendously happy and healthy, successful, safe new year, a Shana Tova Umasuka, a Ksiva V'Chazima Tova, and a good Geben Shtra to everyone. It's Hashem, we should be able to be Zocha to finish learning all the Shiurim in the Mishnah Berurah. We only have a relatively small number left, Baruch Hashem, and Mitzvah Hashem to continue to chazer it and to learn more together. So we begin with the very top line of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph Sif Yud Gimel. The Chabad writes, Chazozis, this scab, what does it look like? Hukimo ababuos, it looks like boils or pustules, v'yesh b'mamish, it has substance to it. It's not just a simple discoloration or a change on the surface, but it has substance to it. Shemakomo nikar b'mishush, you can feel it. You close your eyes, you would feel it. Shu gavo mi esrog, it's raised above the regular level surface of the esrog. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Tes adds, and he says, Yesh omrim davko shtei ababuos, that by the fact that he used this plural lashon of ababuos, it has to be two pustules or two lesions or boils. The belav hochi eino bichlal chazosis, otherwise it doesn't make the definition of a chazosis. However, this opinion is a das yochid. As you can see in the Sharet Zion Ost Nun Gimel, this is the Knesset HaGdola in the name of the Mabit. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down of all Rabbim, many others, and you can see in the Sharet Zion Ost Nun Dalet, this is Elie Rabba in the name of the Knesset HaGdola, the no nira lo dikduk zed. This dikduk that uses the plural lashon ababuos isn't necessarily meant to be that you must have two of these pustules or boils in order to be considered a chazosis. And he says, Rabbi Me'achronim Cholkin Azed disagree with this Mabit. The Daitum, in their opinion, is the Av Ababua Achas. Even one boil or pustule would be significant to be a Chazosis. Kol Shenir L'chol Odom La'ayin, if it's visible to the naked eye, below a stockless without staring at it and looking and looking and looking, then Mikre Chazosis. That is called a Chazosis. Now, in the Diyush Foot number 88, he brings down that this Diyuk from the Mabit is based upon a Rashi, Shapirish Chazazis, Kimin Ababuos Dakos. He uses the plural Loshon Ababuos. And therefore, he says, since Ababuos is a Loshon Rabim, it's Mashma, the Mabit wants to say from Rashi, Tzitzorich Lifchos Lepachos Shte Ababuos. You need to have at least two. However, as we pointed out in the Sharet Zion over here, many disagree with this, and they explain the Rashi when he says Ababuos, it means Shaderech Sha'olos Harbe Ababuos. It means, in general, for esrogim, that they have these ababuos in the plural, but each esrog, even one, would be fine. So therefore, this diuk with mabit is not accepted by many. And we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Kosu aposkim dafka kishenolan chazosis me atzmos esrog, that this chazosis is only a concern if it comes out from the actual body of the esrog. However, avo ma shenasa Mekomo akom v'yodom, but if just the esrog becomes a little bit slanted and red, machma sha'oktsin osa kotsin, because it was pierced by thorns during its growth, then that is kosher. That's not considered a chazosis. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, look in the Shari Tshuva, and in his Bir Halacha over here, so we'll look in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maschel Ababuos, so he says, in the Mishnah Berurah, we just said, Davka Kishinola Rachazozis Me'atmos Esrog. We said that the definition is, has to be in the goof of the Esrog itself, and not something superficial that was caused from the outside. Then he tells us, I'm the El Yeraba, Shehevi Me'aguda. The El Yeraba brings down from the Aguda. He's one of the Gedolim from the latter part of the 1800s, early 1900s. The B'makom Sheshochev Al-Kotzim Godobo Chazozis. That where the Esrog is growing on the tree and it's resting on kotzim, it will develop this chazazis. The nidchak liyashiv b'shari tshuva, the shari tshuva tries to reconcile this, where he says, the shamhu gavoa mishar esrog, it's on the higher part of the esrog. Uloshon ha-mabit dochuk lufize, and therefore the mabit is not clear based upon this. This din, the shari tshuva tells us, of the mabit, ishinasa makomo okum v'odom, ein bo, he says, in that situation, it's not higher than the rest of the esrog. And as we'll see in a moment, the Ramah is going to say that something called a mul is good. But in any event, that's the Bikur Yaakov trying to explain the Pashtus over here. And he says, Kivin shechazoz is sumash nolat aide ifushi apri. It has to be something intrinsically decaying inside the fruit, inside the esrog, heim betolish heim mechuber, whether it was while it was growing on the tree or after it was taken off, as the Tosus Yontif writes in Perek Gimel of Sukkah, and therefore, imkein derechu de b'makom sheshochev ala kotzim, if it's resting upon kotzim, midelo sholit shom avi. The only reason it gets this little growth there is because there's no air there, so to say. The thorn pushes into it, shemis avi shom, and it causes a little bit of decay there, the nolat shom chazozes, and a scab forms, umizeh mayri aguda. That's what the aguda is talking about. However, like the Mabit says, he says that that's not what it's talking about. That thorn on the outside that causes a little bit of a decay and a scab to form, the ein ze chazazis, the kosher. He says that's not considered chazazis, ad kan dvarv. These are the words of the El Yerabah. Again, you can see more of this inside in the Shari Tshuva over here, but we'll go weiter now. So we'll now look at Dirshu footnote number 89. Where he says, therefore, based upon what we just said, lochein nikudos shechoros, these little black spots sometimes that attach themselves to the esrog, shenidbeku alo esrog, mikoach gorim chitzoni, from an outside force, they're pushed against it. So the Mabit writes, and also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Elicha Shlomo, and also the Stiplagon, they all say that these aren't postlos, they don't go and make a chazazis, and they don't ruin it. If you turn to the back on page 82, where the rest of this footnote continues, footnote number 89, he brings down a very interesting discussion. He says, uksomim, if you have stains or discolorations on the esrog, ayide mishus hayad, by touching it. You look at your esrog on the last day of Sukkot, on Hoshana Rabbah, so it sometimes has little brownish discolorations where you're holding the esrog, or where you're pushing against the keshel of the lulav. So the Chasam Sofer writes that that's beautiful. If this came about because you were holding the esrog, doing the inanuim, zehu hodo vihiduro. This is beautiful and is hodor. Now, in the Orchos Rabbeinu, from the Chazon Ish, and from the Stiplagon, it's quoted, she'ein kavonas ha-chasam sofer. It's not that the chasam sofer meant that this is really hodor. She'bekachu muhudor v'choshev yosef, that it makes it more muhudor. No. The kavona they want to suggest of the chasam sofer is, Shemaros elu heim bechlal mar esrog, that's called a normal esrog. These discolorations that came about from the nanuim is considered still normal. Sharelo nasu elu mishum shalachu also b'yadayim. They were taken because you're doing the mitzvah in your hands. And therefore, that is not considered hadar in the sense that we normally call it hadar, but it's not called the lack of hadar because it came about because of the mitzvah. Rav Yashi Zatzal and Rav Ozzi Zatzal, they both hold mistader shalo somach hasram sofer lo hokel. Chasam Sofer wasn't going to make a cool over here. Just Bishar Hayomim Shena Midaraisa on days 2 through 7, which outside the Beis HaMikdash is only a minog derabon and Zechel Lechorbin that we take the lulav and esrog, only the first day outside the Beis HaMikdash is Daraisa. So therefore, what the Chasam Sofer was saying is that it's perfectly okay on days 2 through 7 to go and take such an esrog. Abo Biyom Harishon Shibitzvasim in HaTorah. On the first day, he wouldn't be mako to allow you to go and take it because it really isn't hadar. Now go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Aga v'lochein yesh lahachshir oson chazazis." The Ramah says we make acceptable those chazazin should have known shekorim b'loshon Ashkenaz is mul. It's really a blot mul, which is a leaf mark. And lefish enem gavoy mishar esog. Those who are acceptable, he brings down the name of the Mariel, because you're not raising it above the surface of the esog. It's just a discoloration on the surface. And this blot mul is considered acceptable. The yesh mishakosav, then the Ramah brings down, there is an opinion that says the yesh lach shirom, that it's perfectly acceptable, mitam denechshovim mar esrog, that that's considered a normal appearing esrog. As the Mishabur himself says in Sivkot Nun, based upon this, afilu gavoim mishar esrog, even if it's a little bit raised above the rest of the surface of the esrog, it still would be kosher. They nafkamina bein imachazozes hu bechotmo or bishar makomus. And here it doesn't make any difference if it's on the upper part of the esrog, what we called in the previous shurim the chotem of the esrog, which we had different definitions for, or in other parts of the esrog. And then the Mishmur says, ayin b'achronim sheskimu de'en lahoklo b'gvoim. However, he brings down other achronim that say that if it's raised, you shouldn't be mekel. If it's raised, nishara esrog, ki mishasat chak, except under extenuating circumstances. In any event, so the Ramah is telling us over here that if it's not raised, it's okay. But if it is raised, so then, while it looks like it's nechshav and mari esrog, me'achar derigilim lios harbekach, since he brings out from the Truma Sedeshin that there are many that look like this, so therefore it would be acceptable, at least according to this opinion, of Yesh Lahakshirim. In Dishu footnote number 90 brings down, it's clear from this opinion, should the Einam Gevoim Yesh Lahakshirim. If it's not raised, it certainly is good. Afim Nishtana Maro Esro, even though the appearance has been changed. However, and here's a very important factor that really is very important for this entire simon. The Prima Garden writes, Vani loki balti bazeh. I haven't accepted this, so to say. The Ashrei mi sheyuchal likach esrog noah hador v'noki mikol. He says, if you really want to be yotzi with the most beautiful esrog, even all these esrogim that we just mentioned are kosher, but they're not ideal. And he says, praiseworthy is the person that tries to find an esrog that is so beautiful it doesn't have any of these chazazes or abuos or elevated areas or flat areas that are discolored. And this is the opinion as well of the Chai Odom. And he says, Hayori Ledvar Hashem, somebody is zealous in the performance of mitzvos. He's always trying to be fearful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do exactly the best. Yishtad Liknos Esrog below Chazazis Ubaheris. He should try to go and get an Esrog that doesn't have any of these discolorations, marks, or raises on them. In the next paragraph, he discusses the Bletloch. Bletl, this is Nasel Esrog Machmash Sheallah Sheloh Eitz. This is a leaf mark that we talked about, is hitting the esrog, and it scratches the surface, even though gavoak tzas mishar esrog, even though these bletloch are a little bit raised, so the opinion of the stipler gon is brought down the Orchos Rabbeinu, is that it's kosher. And the reasoning is, shekol bletl murgash kitzas b'mishmo shayat gamim in gavoak, that you can feel these even if they're not raised. V'lochein behechrech shekavonas ha-Shulchan Aruch, he says it's therefore a proof that the intention of the Shulchan Aruch is when he writes shebemakomo nikar b'mishush shugavoa me'esrog, then he says it has to be higher than the esrog. Hainu shu ke'ein petza, it has to be like it's a wound shebolit me'esrog that projects out from the esrog v'nikar b'mishush hayad. Only those are the ones that are a problem. And he says this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Zatzal shegeder murgash b'mishush, the rubric of whether it's be able to be felt with your hand. That you can detect that there's some dirt there or something there, and a gather of a bletel, and the bletel is not really recognizable. Whether you can tell or not that something is there by feeling it. He says, every bletel can also be felt a little bit. And therefore, he says, "In bolid ma'at em zechashash." If it only is raised a little bit, that's not a concern. And he adds, "Shein lasus chashoshes al kol bletel ulayu bolid." And you don't have to be overly concerned about each bletel. Maybe it's really projecting out more. Shekol shetzorech havchana b'mishosh. If you are able to distinguish it by feeling it, em zechashash uchosher. You don't have to go be overly worried over here that every little bletel may be felt a little bit. And if you really have to decide, is it raised or not raised, em zechashash uchosher. Okay, a little bit of a complicated subject about these bletloch and about these ababuos. Finally, we go to the Bir Halacha di Ramaslo, the Nechshavim Mare Esrog. So he says, look in the Bir Agro, the Vilna Gaon says, Afo pish ein mare zeh shav elishar makomos esrog, even though the appearance is different, mikol makom, ho, v'hu nechshav lemara esrog kosher, since it still looks like an esrog, it is kosher. And in Gershu footnote number 91, he brings down these bletloch, she'enem kvoim. It's the opinion of Yashav that af imhei mefuzarim b'chol esrog, even if they're spread out throughout the esrog, it's still kosher. Shekivin sharegilus hi shu bletloch b'esrog. It's normal to have this bletloch on the esrog. Harizen echshav lamar esrog. That's called normal esrog. And it's actually odif litol esrog yofe in bletloch. It says it's preferable to take an esrog that has a lot of these bletloch rather than a regular esrog without bletloch that isn't as nice. So therefore, these bletloch in no way seem to impair the ability to be called an esrog hodor. As I mentioned, it'll be a little bit of a shorter shiur today. We finished our amud. It's not really enough to go and do the next amud. So, again, I just wish everybody a kesiva v'chasim atova, a good geben shtyor. When I'm dictating this, it is Erev Rosh Hashanah. You're probably going to be listening to this maybe after the Yomim Noraim already. So, Mirtz Hashem, everyone should have a good kvittel as well. And Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to continue learning together for many years to come.